Welcome, everybody, to a brand new edition of Bid Nerds, your daily nerd out on the most interesting car of the day from all the automotive auction sites like P-Car Market, Bring a Trailer, Cars and Bids, Mart, and more. My name is John Polnick. I'm your host, coming to you from Las Vegas, Nevada, in the Container Park, as well as my partner, Michael Deeb. What is up, Michael Deeb? How are you, sir?
Oh, my God, dude. We're at the beginning of the week. We're covering our cars. We're planning for Luftocult, and we're going to look at a Porsche today on the Mark platform. I don't think it gets any better than this. This is awesome.
I am definitely digging the car that we're going to talk about today. Our good friend John Ortiz, who just designed the new logo for Godin Classic, will really like this car because he has the exact same car that he bought from Godin Classic. So I'll have to send him this episode. You guys, I want to say thank you. Michael Deeb, I want to say thank you to the nerd herd out there. The comments just keep getting better. I'm learning stuff from our audience. It's amazing. Don't listen to us. Just listen to our nerd herd. Look at the comments below if you really want to learn about the cars that we're talking about. That's where the true information is. What do you think of that?
I think it's awesome. I'm moved every time we see how many people respond and engage. It's awesome that people are watching the show and that they're playing along with us. Thank you very much. Keep up the good work. And we want to hear from you. If you're thinking about commenting or you haven't done it and you watch the show, please do so. It makes it that much more fun for everybody involved.
If you're new to the show and you're wondering, okay, wait a minute, I saw this thing. They're going to be talking about a car that I like. What do they actually do here? If you're expecting a driving review or something like that, that's not what this is. What we do is we pick the most interesting car from all the auction sites. We pick it because we think it's going to have give us the best conversation. We're gonna make a prediction as to what we think is going to happen with that car's auction, and then we will marry our predictions with the actual results at the end of the show. We reconcile this ish. We go in the future. We have a future machine.
I love how you say that we're marrying the predictions with the results. It's like, I now pronounce you bid and nerd.
Yeah, right?
You may now kiss your own ass.
Yeah, unfortunately, we cannot divorce ourselves from our bids once we make once we put it out there.
Lord knows you've tried a couple times, JP, but I'm like family. I keep showing up,
Talking about like family, why don't you talk about our friends at Godin Classic real quick, and then we'll get the
car. My God. That's the family that introduced us. So Porsche of Las Vegas, Godin Porsche of Las Vegas, is the first ever Porsche Classic partner in North America. They have the service representatives, the technicians, the parts guys, and the sales department. Steve Thiel, that runs the sales department, they know everything about all the classic Porsches, everyone that's ever been made. They've got the parts, the expertise, and the cars. Call Godin Classic and tell them the Bid Nerd sent you.
All right, let's get right to it. So what is the most interesting car of the day? We need like a drum roll for this bit. I need a stinger. We need some kind of like introduction to the car of the day. I'll have to build something like that for future episodes.
Right. It could just be wind with a car this fast. Oh my God. So on the Marked platform, and Marked is owned by Porsche Digital, which has like 17 offices around the globe. It's not just the headquarters that are in Palo Alto, California, which is down here in Silicon Valley. They're all over the platform. So they admittedly, when they started this auction platform, it would be brand agnostic that it wouldn't be just for Porsches. So when they do have a Porsche, I think it's worth covering. So here is this 2003 Porsche 911 Turbo with a 6-speed manual and showing just 35,400 miles, offered for sale out of Hampton, Maine. The zip code, John, is 04444. I mean, that's way up there where they smoke the salmon, right? Isn't that Newfoundland? Isn't that just across the border from Newfoundland and all that stuff? It's way up there in the corner of the United States. But the car looks to be in really nice condition. No fuss, no muss, not anything trick, but low miles, black on black, manual, with JP's ever favorite draped leather interior. What do they call that? Tufted leather, John? What do they call it? Nutsack leather interior, standard seats. It's not like some high-spec car, but the owner, in preparation for the sale, or at least at the end of last year, spent $3,300 to get new rear tires, new engine mounts, new ignition coils, and new spark plugs. And then I'm not sure if the consigner is the one who did this, but one of the previous owners retrofitted a Strosec GT2 style rear wing that still goes up and down. It has Porsche Techquipment metal fuel filler cap. It's got H&R coilover suspension. It's got Terra Engineering drop links, and it's got Fab Speed's turbo cat-back exhaust with the sport cacks. Those are the 100-cell catalytic converters. And then that all plums out of the stock exhaust tip. So it actually looks and sounds really cool. And then it's got a radar detector and a few other things. All those things are nice. Those are things I would do to the car if it was mine. This car looks to be really clean, unmolested, low miles, and it's on the Mark platform, which we have learned from previous cars. If the car is popular and it goes to a big audience, don't underestimate the platform. So I'm hoping that Mark does really well and brings a pretty decent retail number for this consignor, and I think they shall. So the car is presented well enough. It looks like there's nice things on it, and it's got looks like it was just in for service and is probably a turnkey way to go. We have seen cars with high spec, cars with carbon brakes or sport seats or cars with X50 package bring over $100,000. But I think this car is going to stay in the park. I don't think it's going to go over the fences and be out of play. So, John, I send it to you. Is it warm enough out yet to buy a car out of Maine? And how much do you love, if Ortiz didn't have the exact same car, how much would you love to own this triple black manual 996 turbo? I picked this car for you because I knew you'd love this thing.
You know that I also had one that was very similar to this, but yeah. Mine was modded to the nth degree. This one, right. What I like about this one is that it's pretty, pretty stock. Like you mentioned, yeah. That the mods that it does have are the mods that you would want on the car and shouldn't negatively affect the car. It's at so all. Often that you see turbo 996s with bigger turbos and intakes and all kinds of crazy stuff that just like, all right, we're getting out of hand here, and these cars can be made to be unbelievably fast. Out of the box, oh, yeah. From the factory, they're fast enough, but if you want a 600-plus horsepower monster, that can be piece made from this with not a lot of doing. I don't necessarily recommend it. I think that what you want on these cars is you want to shore up the suspension, coilover suspension, if they have, I assume, if it's the Bilstein, it's the, what is it?
H&R.
Oh,
it's H&R, but still good stuff. Still
great
quality
stuff. Yeah. Look, I love this thing. I would be happier if it had sport seats, but honestly, that's another mod that I would do. I would pull these seats out and I would put, Recaro, proto, what is it? Sport, some Recaro aftermarket seats in there and, give it a little bit more racy interior updates. The 996 interiors are a little bit, they're 996 interiors. So, in black, it sucks up a lot of the kind of bad design that 996s are kind of known for. Unfortunately, when it comes to interiors, they are not the most popular layout, although they are very ergonomically friendly. Everything's easy to reach and it's got the great places for your arms to rest and that kind of stuff. But can be a little dated. I don't know. This one's really great. I like that it's got all the leather trim. Like I said, just swap out the seats, put a short shifter in there and you're good. One of the things you got to be concerned about these is the cooling pins.
Did you notice
Did you notice that those were updated?
I did not find anything that stated that they were.
That can be a fairly spendy thing to deal with. That's
$2,000 or $3,000 to pin the lines. Yeah.
Way more than that. Yeah. Talk about like three times that. It's more like 6 to 10, depending on who does it.
Yeah. So actually I'm reading the comments and the seller comes out and says the coolant line fittings aren't pinned. So it's very nice that he mentions all that and just tells everybody up front that it hasn't been done. Like I said, it wasn't in the listing that they had been done, but he comes out and says that they were not. So that you're going to take that into consideration when you put your bid.
Two Achilles heels on these. Has anyone asked in the comments about the second gear detent, which is a legit problem? It's very, very common. So what happens on these turbo transmissions on the 996 is that second gear will pop out. Which is really annoying, and that's also another $5,000 to $8,000 repair. It's not so one of the reasons why the 996 turbo is so popular, aside from just it being a great car and having tons of power and all that fun stuff, is that unlike its 996 little brother, doesn't have an intermediate shaft bearing. This is the Metzger engine.
Right.
The license plate on this car says Metzger, which is kind of fun. But you're not going to have a catastrophic engine failure with this engine unless those cooling lines leak and cause it to overheat. That would be really bad, but that's not something that's going to happen like in 2 seconds. If you have an IMS fail on an M96 engine,
grenade,
it's done. Boom. You can't turn it off fast enough, right? With this, if the cooling lines were to fail, you would start to notice the smell of, you know, you would have typical overheating stuff that you'd have coolant getting out. It would make steam. It would smell bad. And you'd start to see the temperature going up and you could shut the engine down. Not going to have any real problems. Other than having to repair those, you know, those cooling lines.
Tow the car. Exactly.
You know, take it to your shop and get it done and bite the bullet, whatever. A $10,000 job on a car like this may sound like a lot, but I mean, this is a $100,000 car in real dollars. I mean, look how much a turbo 992 is. You're talking about $200,000. If this car, when this car came out, adjusted for inflation, this is a $200,000 car, right? So a $10,000 car, a $10,000, you know, fix to something that really you only have to fix once. Once you do it,
5%.
That's it. You're done, right? Mm-hmm. But it is something to think about. Same thing with that second gear detent. If that has not been addressed, that is going to be a problem. I mentioned our friend John Ortiz. I don't think I'm speaking out of contents, but or confidence, but you know, he had that problem, and you know, it was taken care of by the, you know. So it's an issue that you got to know that is something that you got to deal with. If you're buying a car like this, you got to buy it from someone who is a stand-up dealer, someone like Godin Classic would take care of you if something like that happened. Whereas if you just bought this from an auction site or some less than dealership, that's going to be something that you're going to be stuck with. This is a low mileage car. It's a great car. You can put tons of miles on these and really drive it the way a Porsche is meant to be driven, but you just got to have those maintenance issues dealt with in order to really be able to kind of wring its neck. So with all that,
John,
said,
is there a better one car solution than having a 996 911 turbo to just do everything? I mean, my goodness.
Other than the cost, yeah. Right? I mean, the price of these has really shot up. These used to be, you know,
$20,000
the best bang for the buck. Now it's like they're almost as much as 997 turbos. The delta isn't that big anymore. So it's like, oof, boy. But yeah, I think if you want the best all-around Porsche and don't want to spend huge, huge money, you're going to spend some money on this car, but it's not going to be the end of the world. So yeah, I think that's a good take. It is probably the best bang for the buck, even to this day, even with inflation, even with the rising costs and values have come up with.
Yeah. I would love to park one in my garage, that's for sure. And this black one looks beautiful, and I think it'd be great if you could buy it and then do the lines, and then you're good to go. Yeah. So all the stuff that's on it, too, saves you probably $10,000 because you don't have to go buy all that stuff. I think there's a lot of value here, and I think it's going to do well. So, John, with that in mind, our car closes pretty soon, actually, and it's at $32,500 on 11 bids. So I'm going to give you my bid and tell you that I think when you consider how far away it is from the likely market of this car being in, you know, California or the West Coast somewhere, the fact that it needs the lines, the fact that it's got a few mods, which I don't think are going to hurt the value, but they don't enhance it as like a collector car. I'm going to tell you that my bid is $65,000 where I think it will sell on the marked platform. So I'm going to give it to you, John. No fuss, no muss. I think fair price for what is there and where it is.
I think that's a good take. You know, look, this car, if all that stuff was done, should be a $70,000 to $85,000 car. So
agree.
Your numbers, yeah, right? The only real question here is marked, and we've seen marked fail pretty badly on non Porsches, but they seem to bring it when it comes to Porsches. Marked is the platform we all wish P car market was. P car market is just such a bunch of, you know, used car salesman types that pull shady stuff. Definitely watch some of our previous episodes. If you're considering buying a car or selling a car on P car market, we definitely say proceed with caution. Whereas with marked, I think the only thing you have to really consider if you're considering marked as a platform is, are you going to get enough eyeballs? Is your car something that's really obscure and you're going to need the bigger audience of something like BAT? then yeah, marked may not be your platform. But if you have something that's kind of blue chip, kind of like this 996 Turbo is, I think you're totally safe on marked. We've seen marked numbers on blue chip cars do better than BAT. So I don't think the seller chose poorly here. The thing I'd be more concerned about, a Northeast car, you know, was it Falmouth, Maine, I think was one of the first Porsche dealers in the country. So there's some of the, I visited those guys when we did the TDI drive across the country, Falmouth Volkswagen. One end of this long old building is Volkswagens. They got Audis in the middle and Porsches on the other end. And,
oh, cool.
And 10 feet of snow outside if you're there in February. You know, the biggest concern is going to be salt and corrosion. And I got to think whoever owned this car with 30,000 miles on it only drove it in the summer. Looking at the pictures, I'm sure there's pictures underneath. We haven't looked at those yet, but I'm sure as long as that all looks like it's been kept out of the snow, which I'm sure
there
has been.
There are good photos underneath, and the car looks, it's got Cosmoline. It looks great.
So you should just be just fine with this car. So bid with confidence with Marked. I think they do a lot more due diligence than almost any of the platforms, really. Even, you know, like BAT, we say is blue chip, but they don't really do a ton of due diligence. They just kind of trick you. Whereas Marked, they don't run a ton of cars, so they actually spend some time on them.
Oh my God, they're very high touch, as we say in the luxury line. I just want to go back to your juxtaposition of how you're treated on the Marked platform versus P-Car Market, because you know P-Car Market sounds like it's Porsche, but they're Porsche heavy, they're not Porsche only. And Marked is owned by Porsche, but they're also brand agnostic. P-Car Market will grind you like car salesmen, get them in the box, bring in a closer, and let's beat your money out of your wallet. Let's beat it right out of you. Whereas Marked's whole vision for the Marked auction platform and all of the hobby things they're going to do with the collector car market and their newsletter and all this stuff is to literally help beginners in the classic car or sports car market, and also, and I mean this intentionally, with women who might feel out of place in a genre that has long been dominated by males, is to sort of hold your hand through the process and get involved and know that there's somebody that's there to help you and nurture you and educate you and be and stand alongside you through the process. So Marked is definitely the platform that is not out to rip off your face. So if they are standing behind this car, they've done the vetting and the due diligence that you were speaking of that actually lacks with BAT. This is a place I think you could feel really comfortable about buying a car across the country sight unseen. So there you go. I think this car will do well. John, what is your bid? I remember you saying that if it were, if the stuff were done and it were closer, it'd be a little bit more money, but what's your actual bid?
So you said 65. I'm actually going to take the over. I'm going to say 70. I think this car is worth 70 grand. I think you could buy this car, do a couple things to it and be good to go to drive this car for a very long time. What do you guys think? Is this car going to find the money? Is the economy going to stay afloat here in time, or is it going to be a big bank collapse and everything goes to hell? Barring a big financial collapse, I think that's what should happen. So let's see if it does. We will find out right after this. Hey guys, I gotta tell you about our friends Godin Porsche of Las Vegas and Godin Classic. If you're looking for a new Porsche or a classic, you gotta call our friend Steve at Godin, this guy.
1989 linen gray metallic G50 cab.
Is that gonna be for sale?
It is gonna be for sale. The car only has 65,000 miles.
Save yourself the hassle of screwing around with all the auctions like we always talk about, and just talk to Steve. He'll find you the classic Porsche you're looking for, Godin Porsche of Las Vegas.
If you love watching car videos on YouTube, you gotta check out my channel, The Rami Show. Oh, this car!
Rami having fun in the Aventador. Have you checked out the Rami Show yet? Go over and check out our YouTube channel over there. It's one of our sister channels. We have a great time making videos over there. All right, we are in the future. You guys have stuck around this long. Thank you so much for doing so. And thanks again, you guys, for commenting. It's a lot of fun playing the game with you guys. All right, what happened with this pretty sick turbo over on Marked? I feel like we got a fouled plug or something. What happened?
Oh, man, this is such a bummer. What a beautiful car, JP. Our 2003 911 Turbo with 35,000 miles way out in Hamden, Maine, failed to sell on Marked at $58,555. John, when we covered the car, it was at $32,000. So it found another $25,000, but just missed the mark. At $58,000, we're bidding tapered off. I was at $65,000, and you had come in above me at $70,000, which is always interesting. I always say this. When you bid higher than I am, I always get nervous that I'm leaving money on the table. But that just wasn't the case here. Our car just missed the mark. I'm guessing since it failed to meet the reserve was probably in that $60,000 range. And so thus it must have just missed the mark. That's what my instinct tells me, which is kind of a bummer. I don't know what to tell you. Really nice car, JP. Is it too early in the year to expect people to be okay with shipping a car out west from Hamden, Maine? What do you think happened here? Because it's a low mile car. It's got all the things done. It's a really nice car, nice modifications, the right colorway. All you'd have to do is, pin those lines and then you're on your way. I don't know, man. What do you think happened here?
I like the people over at Marked, but I think that this is just, it's straight up platform. This car would have done better on BAT, or even Cars and Bids, or even P-Car Market. I think Marked just doesn't have enough cars for people to consistently go back and check and see what's on there. I think they're just, they got to do something. I don't know what it is, but we've seen some kind of failures to sell. There have been multiple cars have not made it. Cars that we both know would have done really well on a different platform. And typically we see that Porsches at least do okay on Marked. And now this one not pulling it off. I don't know. Was there something in the comments? I don't see anything about this car that kills it. This car, you could talk about the market. You could talk about all kinds of things and make excuses for why this car failed to sell if it were on a higher profile platform. But I think bottom line is, again, I like the guys at Marked. Marked is a good platform. The people that run it appear to be solid. It's not like the jerks over at P-Car Market where they're sketchy and pulling fast ones. I think Marked has been doing everything they can to be the opposite of P-Car Market, but they've been struggling
indeed
to bring cars to their platform. And without cars on the platform, it's basically not having content. Maybe they need bid nerds on their platform. Maybe they need us on there to get them going. No, I don't know. But they got to do something to get more traffic, because I don't know about you, but when you're out in the community and you say, we talk about cars on all the auction platforms, does anyone ever bring up Marked? Does anyone even know what that is out there? Well,
Clearly they're still in their honeymoon period. The one thing that we can say, because we know the guys over there, they're high touch. And they really do, I think, do a lot for the customer service. I'm guessing this car just missed the mark, and I'd be willing to bet that the folks at Marked are probably talking to some of the underbidders to make a post-hammer deal. And that could quite possibly be happening as we speak, and we just won't know it because it might not be published on their site. Not in the way we've seen Cars and Bids start to do, that when they make a deal post-hammer, they say the car sold after the auction closed. I don't know if Marked would publish that result if... even if they did make that deal. But I know they're high touch. I know they're good people. And this looks like a really great car. It's a bummer that it looks like it just missed the mark. Absolutely, I think it has to do with where the car is located. And then I think the other part is that, Marked is a growing platform. And as they get more eyeballs, as they get more registered bidders, and as they get more cars, I think something like this will be a layup. But it's a bummer that they missed this shot from, what looks like, a beautiful Porsche on the Marked platform. It's like shooting fish in a barrel. At least that's what you think.
Should
right, John?
Be. Yeah.
I mean, God,
you said they're still in their honeymoon phase. I don't know if that's what you meant, but I think clearly they're out of the honeymoon phase. I think when they were in the honeymoon phase, they were getting some big numbers, right? They were the new guys on the block and people were checking them out because new platform, they've got a connection to Porsche actual, they're all these good things are being said about them. Well, let's go check it out. That got a bunch of extra eyeballs and that got some big results. And now they're out of that honeymoon. Now they've got to swim. Now they got to actually carry their weight. And look at this platform. They've got... 9 cars? in a motorcycle? I mean, guys, what is going on? How? I mean, I get it. It's got to be difficult to attract sellers to your platform. What do you think Marked could do to get more sellers to have faith in their platform to sell your, like, if, I mean, honestly, Deeb, you just sold two cars in a row, like within a month, maybe a month, month and a half ago of the time of recording this episode.
Yeah.
Did you even consider putting them on Marked?
I did not, but I also felt that both my cars were pretty niche. The Mercedes might have done okay there, but I really felt that a clean, well-photographed 190 should bring a little more money on BAT. And then the 914 with the conversion, that car is just so niche. I had no choice but to go to Bring a Trailer with a car that unusual, and it didn't do well on Bring a Trailer. So, you know, we joke all the time, like, what do we know? As much as I think we bring, you know, some degree of experience, you know, like when you go to sell a car or I go to sell a car, then you throw your hat in the ring, and it's a very intimate thing to have your car and you're answering the comments in the meat grinder. And sometimes it just doesn't work out. The 914, boy, man, that the result of that really bothered me. Like, it was just a bummer. It didn't do well. And the car got crushed for no reason. So anyway.
Yeah. I mean, I look, it's like P-Car Market, when they entered this arena, you know, it was before the auctions all really took off. But one thing to their credit that they did is they went where the Porsches are. Those guys were on the ground. I remember seeing those guys and seeing flyers and stuff at, at Porsche events in LA, like Phoenix Club Weekend and the 356 Club, you know, and Toy and Lit Show and stuff. To this day, they're still advertising on the PCA website and the PCA classifieds. I mean, they are out there doing it. They're spending money promoting in those places. Unfortunately, P-Car Market is doing a lot of things right, but then, you know, like, look, I've been in the advertising business for a long time. You know, as the advertising agency, you can do a lot for your client to get customers to come through your door, but once they come through your door, it's your job as the client to actually, you know, make something happen. And it seems like P-Car Market, that's where they fall down, is they've been getting traffic, they've been getting people there, but people are turned off by their shenanigans. Marked, I think, still has an opportunity. I don't think that this isn't me saying they're dead. I'm not saying they're DOA. I'm saying that they're on life support, though. They better do something with a failure like this on a perfect. That 996 should have brought 60, 70 grand. It's that car is a car that a lot of people want. And a lot of people want right now. There's no reason that car shouldn't have made whatever the reserve was. And it didn't. So that means Marked needs to get off their butt and spend some money, do something to drive some darn traffic. Otherwise I think it's just, I mean, again, look at what's on their channel. If we know that they have a hard time selling Porsches, how the heck are they going to sell a Ducati Monster, an MG, Roadster? The only Porsche they have on the site right now is a 97 Boxster. I mean, come on, guys. What are you doing? So, anyways, we're rooting for them. We're rooting for Marked. We want it to work for them. I would love there to be an alternative to not just BAT, but Cars and Bids and P-Car Market specifically. It would be really nice to have that place to go if you had just a Porsche to sell. What do you guys think of these platforms out here? What do you think of Marked? Do you think, has this sullied your impression of Marked, this FTS on this 996? Or do you think this was just kind of a weird anomaly? The car was too far away in the country. No one wanted to ship it. Let us know in the comments below. Your guys' takes are...
Let's ask the nerd herd. Has anybody in the nerd herd that's watching this, have you either bid or sold a car on the Marked platform? Has anybody interacted with the platform? We'd love to hear from you. Speak up and tell us what your experience was like.
Deeb, when are we going to get one of the guys from Marked to come on the show?
Oh, I think we could do that. I think we could do that real easy.
People. Make it happen.
Yeah. Stefan or Tyler, I'm sure, would be happy to come on and tell us what the goings-on are at Porsche Digital and with the Marked platform. That'd be kind of fun. So we'll reach out to them and have them – we'll get it straight from the horse's mouth.
For sure. All right, guys, thanks for hanging out for another edition of Bid Nerds, your daily nerd out on the most interesting car of the day. We'll see you tomorrow if I can find the close of the show. There it is. Bye.
Nerd! Get those nerds!